Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 75 for Friday, October 9th, 2015.
Recorded in front of a live studio ostrich at the Nut Factory Studios in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, it's the Weekly Dose of Fat, and here to introduce you to the latest dance craze,
the Farkle.
Are your freaky Farklers, Sven and Gomez.
Farkle McBride.
What's up, cats? Let's all Farkle on fat bikes.
And of course, joining us once again is the far fancier Farkler, Mr. J.K. Levin.
Farkle you and Farkle you.
Fat Pike Radio and the Weekly Dose of Fat is sponsored by Surly. There's 1,001 uses for the Surly junk strap. See what you can tie down at surlybikes.com.
All right, J.K., what's happening on this evening's show?
We welcome this week's special guest.
Our morning.
Scott Chambers from Great Lakes Fat Bike Race Series. We'll take calls from our listeners to ask Sven and Gomez anything. Fat and Plus Bike News and the Fatty Farm Field Report. We may hear from our fat bastards to Slovenia, sporting provocative European swimwear.
Sploosh.
And this just in, ding, 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 from the New York News Desk, we will have links by the end of the show.
Making a return engagement from our one-year anniversary show, we have Anti-Hero IPA from Revolution Brewing.
Anti-Hero.
Our amigo Evan, I met him and brought him a rack for him to test.
Rack of what? I'll have some of that.
Oh, this is good.
And he handed off all kinds of treats. Cheers to Evan.
Cheers to Evan.
Cheers to Evan. This is awesome stuff.
I think I remember this from our one-year anniversary show.
It was tasty and it had like crazy art.
We were down there. We were down there over the border in Illinois for our one-year anniversary show. And we're going back there for our Christmas show this year. And we're calling in all of our ambassadors to fly in. At their own expense, of course.
Speaking of,
join us. You'll have to bring some beer.
Yeah. Speaking of calling ambassadors, we have one of our ambassadors on the line.
No way. Is it Travis?
Yeah, way. No, it's the other. It's your other friend in Alaska.
Tupper Becker.
Tupper.
Tupper Becker.
What's up, my man?
Oh, you know, you just living the dream. I've been waiting all week to ask you this question.
Uh-oh.
Like, this has, like, been on my mind. Like, uh-oh. I've been at the sewing machine.
This one's probably for Sven. All right. Okay. I'm ready.
It's a two-parter.
All right.
And it's a situational question.
Uh-oh.
So when you're at, like, Outer Bike or whatever fest it is,
mm-hmm.
and someone shows you the latest, greatest, stupidest thing in fat bikes,
mm-hmm.
and you have to sit there and bite your tongue and not call them on it, what do you say?
What do I say? Like if somebody showed me that
fat... You're like, oh my God, that's so interesting.
Well, like we did see a tire that was in development stage, and we couldn't say a lot about it except that it's some kind of Italian pastry.
Right, but I think talking about
They're showing bad stuff. For example, that two-wheeled front bicycle fat bike thing last year, remember?
I don't know. I haven't taken it for a ride yet. I really can't form an opinion.
Well, this is this is all I did in that instance is I snuck into the booth as much as I can sneak, and I just shot the picture, and then I snuck back out without saying anything. I look interested. I have a press, I have press credentials on, so they're probably like, "Oh, dude, great! My." Abortion is going to get on fatbike.com.
And I'll be honest, those guys are usually the ones with the little laser or barcode reader
that
are the quickest to try and blast your badge.
They try and read you, and then oh my God, the spam from China is rolling in. But I am actually a fairly direct person, and You know,
Yeah, he is.
So I might actually say, wow, that might just make my 10 stupidest things I've ever seen in my life list directly to the person. So, but then Sven is always there to say, oh, he needs a Snickers bar.
Yeah.
That's just Gomez. Don't worry. He has Tourette's. So, you know, he's Mr. Smooth, and I'm more like, wow, that's stupid.
That's because I've had so many stupid ideas in my life that I thought were good that I just find it hard to, you know, feel like I feel empathy for them, that it's obviously a bad idea, but I'm not going to be the one to tell you. The market will tell you if it's a good idea or not.
Yeah, true that.
The market speaks, so.
But, you know, I
hate raining on people's parades.
True that. True that. It just irks me when people have fat bike stuff in their booth and they say, eh, we don't really want to sell that.
That was a good one.
Yeah. I was like, well,
yeah.
You're serious. You just told me you have these tires in your booth, you but don't, you don't like want to sell them. Yeah. Like, oh, all right. I guess we'll just move on to the next booth then.
Fantastic.
Buddy. So, yeah, that's what's the follow up question to that? Or did we cover it?
Yeah. You kind of touched over it, so it's not worth asking. But yeah, I'm just curious because I get bombarded with questions of, like, you know, because I kind of am in the industry too. So, like, people ask me, like, oh, this is a great new thing. This is what we're doing. And I'm just like, oh, that's kind of cool. I don't see where it's going to work, but congrats. I don't know. So I'm just curious how you confronted with stupid, like, how you deal with it.
I'll just take a product that I saw that I was like, meh, I don't think it's a good idea. The rigid frame bag. And here's something that is right up your alley. You know, a couple of cats made some prototypes. They're good riders and they're good dudes, right? But they made a rigid aluminum and or titanium. And I said to him, it's like, well, I don't see it for the fat bike market, but like city bikes and the whole security end of it, I think that.
Right.
And they also made some really, really nice racks. I was like, you got real products there, racks. Everyone needs racks. So that's kind of what I said to him. But, you know, basically I told him, I don't know.
Those dudes at Anchorage there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The two brothers, and I'm sorry, dudes. I don't remember your last name, but we'll shoot a picture of your thing. I just recently saw a cool picture of your three bikes, but Sven, the director over there, he's trying to tell me something. I think we have Scott Chambers on the line, ready for our guest appearance. So, Mr. Tup Tup,
I'll let you go. I'll get off the phone.
I appreciate the call.
You guys take it easy.
And you take care. Tell Jack I said that he's like rad and stuff, or whatever the kids are saying these days.
Okay. Hey, Jack, Gomez says you're rad, buddy. Yeah. Jack wants to know why.
Yeah.
Why?
Sounds creepy. No.
All right. Take care, guys.
Okay, later. Tupper. Hey, Scott, you got Sven and Gomez on the line.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
So far, so good. Just getting the show rolling and talking fat bike stuff.
Yeah, please welcome to the show Scott Chambers. He's the director. I said director du sportif. Does that cover it, Scott?
that covers it all right, yeah.
The race director for the Great Lakes Fat Bike Race Series, and it's the 45 North Great Lakes Fat Bike Race Series this year, right?
Yeah, that's correct. 45 North is, once again, the title sponsor of the series for the winter, and we're really happy about that. Those guys, I mean, of any brand out there right now, they're probably the one most squarely and wholly right smack in the middle of fat bike riding.
Yeah, and specifically winter fat bike riding, too. They're really, you know, pushing the winter end of the fat bike spectrum.
I think it's safe to say that they've been the industry leader in fat bike tires since they entered the market with the Husker Du. I think that was the best tire of its time. And the Dillinger now.
Yeah, they are the premium tire. They're the Michelin, really, of the fat bike.
But not quite as rotund as the Michelin Man.
Indeed. Unless you're in NASCAR. Does Michelin rule in NASCAR?
I think it's Firestone or Goodyear, Firestone. One of those.
But we digress. We should really talk less about NASCAR and maybe talk about your race series. How did that sound?
Sounds good.
So you've expanded the race series this year. Why don't you tell us what's new this year?
Well, new this year is the Iron Line Fat Bike Race in Iron County, Michigan. This is the second year that they've held that race. It's held in conjunction with a sled dog race.
Oh, cool.
In Iron County, mm-hmm. same weekend.
It's really nice when events can kind of get a bunch of different kind of things going on and get a big group of people there to check out snowshoeing and skiing and fat biking. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. And the promoter really is putting on what they view as a family event too. So, you know, not everybody's going to have a dog sled. So, they really are trying to put together a full weekend, and it just makes everything bigger and better. And there's also, it's also nice because the start finish area that they use for the sled dog race is going to be built up. You know, they put a big snow walls around that, and it'll feel like a really nice event.
Ah, cool.
Maybe something a little different from some of the other events that are in the series. You know, it's not part of a ski race, and it's not a standalone race either. So it's a little bit different, but it's going to fit in really well. And I think with the location being right there near the Wisconsin-Michigan border,
mm-hmm.
it's also located in a good spot, especially for people coming, you know, whether you're coming from the Twin Cities area or from northern Michigan, it's not that far of a drive.
Yeah, even from Milwaukee and Chicago, that's not that far.
Right. So
no, it's not bad at all.
You changed the series scoring as well to make it a little easier for people to get into the series points race, right? Now you qualify for five races?
In the past we counted your best five, but mm-hmm. then there were bonus points for every race over that.
Mm-hmm.
This year we're only going to offer bonus points for two races above the five.
Mm-hmm.
It basically makes it easier for people to get out and actually qualify and be competitive in the series without feeling like they have to spend 3 months driving
right.
every weekend to a different state.
Yeah, so I'm just going to say, Scott, how many races are in the total series?
It's nine.
It's nine this year. It's all eight events from last year plus the Iron Line.
Gotcha.
On January 30th. So last year we had one or two people do all eight races,
mm-hmm.
and a number of people did seven. And I really give them a lot of credit. That was a hell of a lot of travel. But from the beginning, 4 or 5 years ago, I wanted to make the series big enough so that within the region here, people living in one state didn't feel like they had to do, for instance, what you have to do with the NUE series in the summer, which is a national endurance racing series,
mm-hmm.
and fly everywhere.
Sure.
To try to get as many possible races in it. So I think it's going to make it actually more competitive because there's nine events. You're really going to have to think, you know, if you're going to try to go for an overall podium spot, one of the top five spots for the men or women, you're going to have to think about, you know, which races you want to do.
Right.
And there's some heavy-duty races in that.
Absolutely.
The 906 race in Marquette is
right.
a killer race.
And there's a regional fat bike trail summit at that race this year.
Yeah, with QBP and... doing the like three-part series for the Fat Bike Summit this year. I think that's an awesome idea.
Yeah. The Marquette's a fantastic place to hold something like that, too. The You know, you guys have been there.
Yeah, the grooming is unbelievable there.
It's just crazy. They've got some of the best custom-made grooming rigs, and the trail is built specifically to be able to accept those groomers so that they can get a nice, clean pass through every time it snows, and it snows like every day.
Yeah. So if someone was thinking about becoming a Great Lakes racer, what advice would you have for them to get started in fat bike racing?
Well, I would just say go out. You know, if you've never done any of these events, maybe you've done like a smaller grassroots event, just go out and have fun. I don't think that the fat bike racing scene has the same kind of uptight feel that some of the warmer weather cycling scenes do. It's still a small growing community of people, and I think there's a lot more camaraderie, and people are a lot more laid back.
Sure.
Still competitive. I mean, I know these men and women that are doing the series, there's some pro riders, but you know, if you go do a USAC race in the summer, you know, like one of the national series races, you don't line up next to a pro rider.
Sure.
Unless you have a pro license.
Right.
You know, you don't get to ride with them at the same time. And that's what's different about these races. I don't think people should worry about having to feel like they're, you know, too slow or not competitive or don't know what they're doing, which I think everyone does at first when they first do a race. These events, for the most part, are very doable, even if they're on the longer side, like the Frozen 40 in Minneapolis, which is, you know, a 40-mile race.
Right.
They're on courses that people who have fat bikes, who've been out riding them, can handle and have a good time. And for the most part, all the events have a pretty nice scene as well. You know, the 906 Polar Roll up in Marquette, they have a big party afterwards.
Well, that's the one I'm going to.
Yeah.
I think I am going to head up to Marquette.
Yeah,
and
we probably all both be up for that one.
And spend a week up there.
We here in Grand Rapids with the Farmhand Fat Bike Race.
I really want to go to that.
We're sponsored by a brewery, so we have beer after the race at the ski lodge where we help hold the race. The folks at the Solstice Chase, which is in December, it's the kickoff race.
Mm-hmm.
They have a great facility there, a big barn. Everybody kind of hangs out afterwards. It's a lot of fun. So it's not just about, you know, hammering on your bike and being a race weenie. It's also about hanging out with good people and enjoying the winter.
Cool. You'd mentioned before that 45 North is the title sponsor. Which race is closest to the 45th parallel? Or is it whatever? My geography, say, but you know what I'm talking about.
I might get in trouble, but I bet it's probably going to be the Fat Chance race at Crystal Mountain, which is just south of it.
Okay. It kind of cuts right through the middle of the race area all the way across.
I'm trying to picture it in my head. That's probably the closest one.
Sven went all geographic on us there. And folks can look at the schedule, and we'll put a link in our show notes, but it's Great Lakes Fat Bike Race Series.com, right?
No, it's Great Lakes Fat Bike Series.
That's it. Great Lakes Fat Bike Series.com. So we'll have that in the show notes. You'll just be able to click it.
If you do any kind of Google search for any variation of that, it pops right up.
Right on. But we'll have link so they can get it. I already have you bookmarked, brother. So you do a great job on these races. These are the quality, great races in the Great Lakes area. So visit this site and get registered early. Get ready to have some fun. Scott said the magic word. He said,
party.
Go have fun. So we like that. So thanks for being on the show, my man.
Exactly. Yeah, thanks for having me. Thanks for inviting me.
You know,
hope to see you guys soon.
Sure. Before you go, Scott, the question of the week this week is, you can ask Sven and Gomez anything.
Ay, caramba.
Is there anything you want to ask Sven and or Gomez?
Favorite beer.
My favorite beer right now is ginger ale or Diet Stewart's root beer, because I'm
ginger beer
because I'm dieting and I'm off the sauce. But Sven can chime in.
Going to say this anti-hero that Evan sent us today is definitely on my top list beer right now.
Yeah, this is awesome stuff. Yep.
This
is my favorite beer of the past 20 minutes.
From Revolution Brewing down there in Chicago. Yeah. It's a very hoppy, sweet, awesome. Got good art on the can, and it comes in cans, which is good for biking.
Yeah, the Canada Dry. That's what I'm rocking right now, is some Canada Dry.
And your pinky is up,
Diet
too.
Ginger ale. My pinky's extended. There you go.
All right, Scott. Well, I'm sure we'll see you around the Great Lakes this year at these events. It's something everybody ought to check out. The link will be in the show notes.
And the kickoff race is December 19th, St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin.
All right. Very good.
Thanks again, Scott.
Take care.
All right, guys. Later.
Hey, that was Scott Chambers from the Great Lakes Fat Bike Race Series.
All right. We're going to be right back with next week's call in question after a word from our sponsors.
Based in Harrisonburg, Virginia, Wanderlust creates lightweight, durable, and high-quality custom frame bags and bike packing gear. Whether you're looking to get the weight off your back for epic day rides or gearing up for the Great Divide, Wanderlust can help outfit your bike. Visit wanderlust-gear.com for more information and online ordering.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
And we are back. About time to reveal next week's call-in question, I think.
Dun, dun, dun. Next week's call-in question is flats or clipless pedals in the snow, which is coming up, and why? Call in next Wednesday from 8 to 9 Central to 818-918-2453. And we'll discuss it live and interact.
And if you say clipless, we'll probably be like what kind of clipless? And if you say spuds, and we're going to be like, go like crank brothers and carry an extra pair because they might break.
Are we having a crank brothers episode again?
Are we having an episode?
Just having an episode. And you know what that episode is called? The Fatty Fox Fair Report. It's like we want it to be the Twilight Zone or the Danger Zone.
This week's Fatty Farm Field Report is sponsored by Uncle Dick's Bead Slip. We're one dick short today. Rich had something better to do than hang out in the studio and play radio. But you can always check out Uncle Dick's Bike Shop at UncleDick'sBikeShop.com.
That bead slip, I brought some home last week. I haven't been able to use it yet, but when I do, I'm going to have a full report. We'll have a full team report.
Team report.
So speaking of our team, Mr. Jeff Price, our UK bureau chief, he tweeted a question, the question of the week, and you know, was ask us anything. He said, do we have plans for riding in the UK? Fat Forth, by any chance, or riding with moi within North Wales, or...
Moi being him.
Moi being
moi. Being, moi. Yeah. Moi
being Jeff Price. Apparently his French Welshman.
Yeah. Which is the fresh one.
Well, I think it's no secret that we'd love to go over there.
Yeah.
Kind of making it happen somehow. And
I know. Maybe we can
go on world tour.
Yeah. We sell out Wembley.
Wembley, if you could sell out Wembley Stadium for us, we'll be sure to come to your little part of the world.
Maybe we won't pack clothes. We'll just fill our suitcases with T-shirts, and we'll sell them to people and smell bad.
Yeah, we could do a sell t-shirts across Europe because it's kind of expensive to ship them over there. So how many shirts would we have to ship to Europe to pay for our trip? It's really not that many.
Like, yeah, probably.
A couple thousand, probably.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, if you're looking for somebody to camp in your backyard, I might be your huckleberry. I'm thinking maybe trying to get there somehow. August, I want Ward, you're listening, Ward, to come with, and we're going to go ride with Bruce, and then maybe go to Eurobike, and then jump on the plane with the Stones, Mick, and the boys. Hey, we got a Jim Huber in the studio. It's his birthday today.
Tomorrow, technically.
Really? I was pretending that today was Friday. But it's his birthday yesterday, since this will be recorded. Since it'll be announced on Friday. You have to think like a fucking astronaut to run this show.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like the beginning. Yeah, it's the beginning of Planet of the Apes. You're going forward and backward.
So your answer is yes, affirmative. We are going to the UK, and there's no way you can stop us unless you don't send money. No. That's the only thing standing in our way.
Yep.
Speaking of money, hey, Trek Farley 9.8 is in the hizzy. So it's up there with Aaron Hautala, the Cuyuna kid. He's going to ride that bike, full carbon, everything, 2016 awesomeness, straight out of the Trek Skunk Works in Waterloo. And when I talked to Travis at Trek, he was out in southern Utah at a photo shoot shooting lifestyles of their fat bike line in sand and in the Southwest because of their incredible interest in sales in fat bikes in the Sun Belt. How about that for some four-season fat bike power to the people, man?
Fat bike power to the people. Seasons. I'm going to hold my can up because it's got the fist right on there.
I'm going to hold my can up because it has a crown and a
hop zombie on the
all
side
of Canada on it. Anyway, yeah. So,
yeah.
So you guys urban crossed with Chris Zito, who was on the show.
Right. He was on the show last week and gave us a little heads up on the Urban Jungle Cross 3. And when we talked to Chris last week, if I remember correctly, he was saying, oh, yeah, this is kind of a narrow bar cross bike course. Those guys are going to blah, blah, blah.
Guess, yeah, there was something about the bars.
The width of the bars some other things. Well, guess what? Fat bikes dominated.
Oh, yeah. And did some fun dancing rounds.
Yeah, Pat Smaje, our fat bike ambassador friend, did a number on the course. And there's a lot of spots where you really, if you were on a cross bike, any bike for anybody but Pat Smaje, probably, you had to shoulder your bike, but Pat rode the whole course. There were spots on the course where you go, how'd that guy ride that thing?
Yeah.
He did. And there was another probably five guys that were doing some similar things in some areas, maybe not quite as badass, but guys are like riding the whole course, and most of them were doing it on fat bikes.
Cool. And Pat's a fat back ambassador. He was riding.
Didn't I say that? Fat back ambassador?
Was close.
What did I say?
Fat bike, I think.
Same thing. No, fat back ambassador.
And he was riding a Corvus because I guess he hasn't got his Skookum.
We did talk Skookum a little bit, though. Yeah. I said, I know you're one of the few, precious few, that got to ride that Skookum out there. And what do you think? He goes, that's right up my alley.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, he had said that was the best bike he had ever ridden. Yeah, very cool. Did you ask him what color he's getting?
Nope.
Oh, man. The white and black one, man. That is badass. Bad scooter.
You know what was badass? What? Me doing the beer hand-ups.
That was pretty badass.
I was doing it pretty... I got in the rhythm. It took me about a half hour.
And how many of the beers you were supposed to be handing up actually did you partake
in? I had my own. Honestly, I did. I had one pile here, just in case.
Little more for Santa Claus.
It was a half can and a half cup.
Right.
So handing them off. But man, I was in ballet pirouette mode. Boom. I did a backhand once, but then I also kind of crotched somebody.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to not drop it.
I kind of thought that they had it set up in an interesting spot right where you're at like the fastest part of the course. It's like a hand up maybe could be at the top of a hill where you're going a little slower.
Yeah. It should be. People were coming in hot, and I was dancing.
It should be somewhere in a twisty or somewhere where it's really hard, where somebody, you know, that needs a beer might stop and
I made it happen.
Oi, I need a beer.
Yeah, nobody skidded in and just, you know, laid it on the side and just brapped back up and went out of there. But there was some good dexterity on the cyclist's part. I'm not so sure about the hand up part.
I think
the hand up ease were quite dexterous.
It was a 70-30.
So, yeah, that was a fun event. He's going to do another one on the Saturday right after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Which will be, you know, if you're in the area, we had a good turnout for this one. I think it's something, if you are around, you should do it. It's mucho funo.
And you know what else just announced their date?
Dun, dun, dun. Santas. Santas and Krampuses. Santa Rampage.
Santa Rampage.
Wow, it's getting earlier every year.
Is that the same day as Frostbike?
Yeah.
No, just kidding. Is that the same day as Global Fatbike Revolution Day?
It's a Saturday. It's the same day.
Yeah, I think that was the same one.
I think, didn't that happen last time we did?
I think it was 2 years ago when it was like actually in November.
Oh, it's also been later in December, which is even better. But anyway, so that's 12/5/2015 Santa Rampage.
That's some fun skis.
Also, Global Fat Bike Day. So,
you could kill two birds with one stone.
You could get two birds stoned with one whatever.
Fat bike.
How does Ricky talk again? I don't remember. You can get two birds stoned with one thumb.
You can go off to fuck the off land.
Speaking of places really far away. I saw on Joe Wu's site that the second annual Northland Fat Bike Rally date has been set for March 16th, 2016, up there in Bemidji, Minnesota.
Bemidji.
So our dance card's already getting full.
I like to rally.
I like a good rally. I like to
rally. I can party.
Because rally just means party. Bike party.
Bike party.
Top of the hill.
By the way, boys and girls, it's time to have a beer and post your rides, races, gatherings, demos, etc. on our event calendar. We're going to put a link right in the show notes. So you just click on that link, put it in there, brabbity brab, tappity tap, wordy words. And next thing you know, your event is approved by Sven or I or other unnamed admins, we wish.
I think the important thing here is this is pretty easy to do, and it's up to you to get it up there. We just made it easy, so go ahead and list your event.
Yeah.
People's dance cards fill up quickly. You know, it's already freaking October here. When do we do the backwards dance for the daylight savings time?
It's just before Thanksgiving now.
Wow, it's going to be dark in the morning for a long time.
Yeah, for sure. But that's, that just recently got extended. George W. Bush did that.
GW.
Just need a good
light. So he could go mountain biking after work.
Yeah, well, good on George.
Exactly. Now you know what we're into?
Now you see
what you made me go and do? Now I got Fatpack links.
We've got some links. What do you know about these here links?
I know Shorts Brewing makes some delicious beer. And that's up Traverse City Way, up there in the tall part of the mitten, up north there. That's another Michigan race series. Michigan.
Hotbed of fat biking.
Yeah, it's like it snows there a lot and stuff.
Right. Well,
I like the Beard of Zeus. And it was weird because I was looking at it and I was like not reading all the letters correctly, because I saw Crystal, and then I saw Timber Ridge, Crystal Mountain, Timber Ridge, but I'm thinking Crystal Ridge, and I'm thinking that's the old Crystal Ridge in southeastern Wisconsin.
Right.
And
but it's not.
It's not there anymore. It's the problem. I'm like, what kind of... It's a bad link that you put up there, Gomez.
That Gomez. Okay. Yeah, and then this Fatpike France link. I didn't really know how to say it, but it's women in France camping and riding fat bikes and has beautiful photography.
Awesome pictures.
And apparently Sven wishes me peace.
Peace. No, I'm just saying we've got a couple callers.
We've got two callers.
We could kind of stuff them right in the middle of the links here.
I'm ready to answer like any question.
Pigs in a blanket.
Let's get some.
Welcome, caller. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, this is Brad from California.
Brad Boston.
California, man. Right on.
Brad's our new fat ambassador to the Northern California Highlands. What would we call the dope growing areas?
Is that up there by Grass Valley, kind of, or what?
That's further north.
Okay.
Actually, in Sacramento.
Oh, right on.
Oh, well.
I was a South Bay guy myself for 8 years over there in Santa Cruz and San Jose area.
Yeah, I spent some time down in San Diego. That was nice.
That's way south. That's a whole nother state down there. Aren't they trying to steal your water and all sorts of stuff?
Yes.
Yes.
Isn't that part of old Mexico? Anyway, so dudes, welcome to the La Familia de las Bicis Gordas.
Oh, thank you. I'm actually pretty happy to be on with you guys. It's been pretty cool listening to you, and I saw your post the other day, and I'm like, okay, cool, let's try it.
All right, we found our one fan.
Yeah. What are we going to do now? now that you're part of the radio staff, we're going to have to find somebody else to listen.
One of us.
My buddy Trev actually got me into Fat Bike, and he's here too right now.
Oh, cool.
Right, so he got me into listening to you guys also.
Oh.
You do this too, Sam.
So he's torturing somebody else. Very
exactly.
Nice.
Exactly. So now the torch has been passed to you. You have to find some sucker. We didn't tell you about that part about being the ambassador. So tell us, you are in Sacramento. You're going to have the North American Handbuild Bicycle Show coming right in your lap in February. What else is going down in the fat bike scene there in Central Cali?
Not much. Not up here. A lot of the people up here still think fat bikes are fads and just don't understand it.
Well, you're there to set them straight.
Yeah.
We're working on it. A lot of lift when we're riding our bike around.
How far are you guys from Chico? You're not that far from there, are you?
About 2 hour drive.
Oh, that's pretty far. I was going to say, you know, you got a little cluster of Paul Price and crew over there that like to fiddle around on the fat now and again.
Yeah. Do you ever get out to the coast and ride beach? There in California?
Not yet. That's one of the trips we're planning on here soon.
Can I suggest an area you should go check out so that you can do a little recon? Because it's an area that I've visited many times, but never on a bike, and I am dying to know what the conditions are like. It's in the Lost Coast section just south of Shelter Cove, going south, you know, past that big mountain range that's right on the coast. It just, I remember walking and hiking there and going, if my memory serves me correctly, this should be a really kick-ass place to go.
Okay, yeah. We'll have to check that out.
Yeah, Cape Mendocino, south of Cape Mendocino, and I think it's an area where nobody really goes. It would be super awesome.
We'll send you a coded mission packet with coordinates.
With a QR scan. Be ready for it all, for the implant, the upload.
I'll send you a disposable camera.
Do you have enough?
Yeah. And a Dakota ring, too. It's just a fashion statement. It doesn't actually decode anything.
Well, even Stinson Beach, if you want to go there. Somewhere.
Ovaltine.
All right, now we're all talking at the same time.
And it's a beautiful mess.
So that's your mission, I think, is to go find the Lost Coast. It's like the Bermuda Triangle of California. Should you actually survive your mission, call back, and we'll chat about it.
Sounds good.
All right, dudes. Do you have a question for us?
I was thinking about that, and the only thing I can think of is clipping into your pedals. What do you guys think about that, and how do you ride?
I ride with flats, so I don't clip in. I use 510 shoes of different descriptions that have very sticky soles, but I don't clip in anymore. That's an old football injury taking my ankle out there.
I just today on my Krampus went back to Spuds, so clipping in, and I had been about 18 months, I think, riding strictly flats with 510s with the stealth rubber. In snow, I would be all flats all the time. When I gave up trying to ride in snow with clipless was when I really started to enjoy riding in snow.
Yep.
It was getting started just, you know, riding in ungroomed snow. And out groomed snow, it might be different. But
like in a race or something, I could see riding a clipless pedal at the Berkey, for instance, or, you know. But
for foot warmth, I mean, it makes it a lot easier to keep your feet warm when you're riding in winter boots instead of some sort of Frenchman's idea of how an Italian should make a boot. You know? But they do look stylish, those cycling winter boots with the clip in and whatnot.
Huh. I have a buddy who keeps telling me, you got to clip in. And I don't know. That's why I was curious.
Did you come from the BMX side of things or just riding city bikes, or did you ever have clipless pedals in the past?
I came from BMX.
Then flats are your friend, man. Yeah.
So you can J-hop, right? So wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Next question. Yeah.
What kind of fat bikes do you guys ride?
Yeah.
My buddy's got a Farley.
Oh, sweet.
And I've got kind of a cheap, generic fat bike. I didn't know anything about it, and I didn't want to put the money down. Now I'm regretting it. So
you're saving your shekels. What's going to be what's on your wish list for a fat bike?
Probably going to go with a Pugsley for initial upgrade.
Killer.
Not a bad one. Take a look at the Wednesday, too.
Yeah.
Because it depends on what kind of rider you are, but that is going to be,
ride both,
especially
of them,
in your
for sure.
area. You know, depends on what kind of riding you're doing. But I think that's going
to
be
super aggressive. I like to cruise. I like the ride. I don't want anything super aggressive. That's not my style.
Right on. Pugsley might be right up your alley.
Yeah, absolutely.
Still a great bike.
I still lust for a Moonlander, man. I rode that bike for 2 years, and I'm sorry I sold it. Ugh. It's sitting in somebody's garage, not being ridden.
Repossess it for lack of use. It's like, well, you paid for it, but you're not using it, so I got to take it back.
Don't you remember the contract we signed? There was like little fine print there.
We could send it out to California.
Right. It's like Sparkle called me, and he told me you're not riding him. I'm going to have to take him back and ride him for a while.
All right, guys. Got anything else?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Well, give us a shout anytime you want. We got another caller. We're going to roll right on down the road.
Yeah, call us back and let us know what you're going to do for Global Fat Bike Day.
That's a big one. 12-5, December 5th, 2015 is Global Fat Bike Day. Try to just get some guys on fat bikes and go out and ride on that day when everybody else around the world is going to be doing the same thing.
And take
one of the local shop owners here is actually into fat bikes. I'll try to get him out.
Right on. Get him to get a few demos out there and just get a group of people and go out and ride fat bikes and have fun.
Because, man, yeah, Sven and I talk about it all the time. The thing is, the whole thing is the ride, man, being on the bike. And that's when life is good, when you're on that bike. So,
out of care of the world.
Right on.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you again.
All right. Thank you.
And now, back to the fabulous link section of the show.
But before, let me put the brakes on your link talking.
That was such a nice little introduction.
We've got a caller on the line again. Who's on the line?
Old Bear.
Old Bear.
Hey, Old Bear, I got your email or your voicemail. I did get that. I don't want to talk about your address on the air, but I got that you moved.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in the retirement community.
Right on. You're still in Rolla, right?
Hmm?
You're still in Rolla, but you're still in Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to call and say I really enjoyed your coverage of your bike. I really did. I followed it, and it was interesting to see some of the new stuff that's coming out. And that Wednesday... Oh, that's a nice bike.
Yeah, you like that, huh?
It's a good bike, I think.
Yeah. It's good. It's going to get a lot of people on FAT.
That's
it really is.
What it's all about.
So you've been getting out for any rides, my man?
I've been out riding as much as I can.
Cool.
And then I clipped a tree, and I think the doctor thinks I tore my rotator cuff.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. I'd get a second opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm in a lot of pain. He gave me some medicine for it, so I feel pretty good.
I like to self-medicate, but it's good you got a doctor that looks after your well-being.
Self-medication is one thing, but, you know, it's got to be legalized first. I mean, I've been out riding. I go anywhere now from 16 to 24 miles a day.
Wow.
Well, that's...
He's making me look like a bandy-waist.
More than I ride.
I ride a lot of laps over at Lions Club mountain bike trails. You got a little 4.2 or 4.6 loop of single track through the woods at this park.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty nice. The twists and turns. They got berms. I'm learning to ride the berms. I'm not a gonzo rider. I'm kind of a laid back, enjoy the nature type thing. At 63, you know, you don't have the spark that you used to have when you were, you know,
53.
40.
Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah.
62.
I totally dig what you're saying. It made me think about. I saw a baby possum last night on my gnome hunt.
And you had a mushroom R5 episode out there.
Yeah, I've been seeing some. Man, the mushrooms are just going crazy right now. I saw one that was like 8 inches tall last night. And when I checked it today, it was like over a foot tall. It's on our Instagram link now.
That's some fast growth. They grow in the dark.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I don't know. Yeah. There you go. Old bear knows.
Right, it's what's the treat them like a mushroom. Keep them in the dark and feed them shit.
Yeah, but you know the funny thing is like the trails are dry as all get out right now. And man, when I was at Levis, it was crazy. It was like bunches of bananas the size of a huge head of a cabbage, like 25 or 30 of these along a section of single track that was just like, whoa! I have gone to Mushroom Planet.
Yep, there's a lot of them out there.
They told
don't
me
eat
I'd
those
have...
mushrooms, kids, unless you know what you're getting into.
Were they edible? If you boil them, does it take all the coolness out of them, or poison out of them, or whatever?
I don't know enough about that mushroom to tell you what that would.
That's
be.
What always freaks me out about seeing that.
I know.
I want because they look like they'd be delicious.
Out about the mushrooms.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we used to collect them. When we were running this radio station in the middle of nowhere, we ran 22,000 acres right smack dab in the middle of it. And we used to run this solar and propane-powered radio station.
Cool. And, were you talking, you singing to the can?
Huh?
Were you singing to the can?
No. No.
They got a can, you sing into it.
Ring thing.
What, was it a commercial station or more of a military or?
It was a religious station.
Okay. That's commercial. God's commercial these days.
Hallelujah. We're looking to get a bicycle show on any kind of station. So, you know.
God loves bicycles.
Tell you what, you know, I think we need to have a religious thing, you know, where we have somebody get on and preach the values of fatness.
Uh-huh. I am the right Reverend Gomez Lake.
Yep, he's the grandpappy.
The pathway.
Let me tell you, I had a little experience here at the center. I met the doctor that oversees everybody,
mm-hmm.
and he's an avid cyclist. Well,
oh, really?
My fat bike sits in our room. I won't put it outside. I keep it inside.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw, and I named my fat bike Ryback after the rest of
them. Uh-huh.
So he saw Ryback, and he goes, "Wow, that's neat. Where can I get one?" So I told him, and he's going to get one.
Cool.
Spreading the love, man.
Nice.
Proselytizing the fat bike goodness.
Well.
Yes, fat bike is goodness.
Do you have Did you already ask us a question? I think I have old timers here. I think I've lost my mind. So do you have a question for Sven? He's over there. Everybody's asked me a question, and I think that
because you're the voice of the show.
A deep probe question.
You're the laugh of the show.
That's true.
Sven, when are you going to go to Iceland?
Ah, good question. This is on my bucket list for sure. I gave up a trip to Iceland for free.
It's true.
This year to our buddy Chris Reichel, who's helping us out over at fatbike.com. Plusbikes.com.
Hi, Chris. Oh. He's in Japan right now.
Oh, yeah.
Listening to our show, I'm sure.
Telling us, I got to go to Iceland. But it was just, I didn't have a passport, and I couldn't get it quickly enough. And he had already been there and had a lot of contacts with people. Man. So I said, Chris, go ahead and take that. Take one for the team, man. You can go to Iceland. But I honestly don't know when somebody's going to ask me to come back for free.
Wow.
You know, there's a lot of interest in tourism there, and there's some pretty impressively inexpensive flights out of, like, New York and Ontario, Canada, and a couple other places. So it's not out of the realm of possibility. It's definitely somewhere I would love to go with Spinner Ryerson.
There you go. They have no trees there. But they have a lot of thermal activity, so hot tubs.
Hey, you can go soak in a thermal spring.
I'm with you. The last time I did that was in Wyoming, so I will be halfway around the world or a quarter away around the world. Something like that.
They have one of the magazines. I don't know. Can I mention the name of it?
Probably.
Okay, Dirt Rag, they have a really good article.
Maurice!
Yeah, I love Dirt Rag, man.
I love Maurice.
I like Dirt Rag.
One of the good peoples out there.
Dirt Rag. Yeah, for sure.
Dirt Rag speaks to all mountain bikers, you know. Even our fat tire cousins, or skinny tire cousins.
Oh, yeah, man.
I was a skinny tire cousin for 30 years.
Yeah.
So, I hear it.
So was I.
Yep.
My first bike was a clunker, and it was those Newsboy tires, you know, those ones that were about 3 inches from twin.
Sure, yeah.
I rode that in the dirt for years, you know.
That's the way you do it. So you were saying you saw the story in Dirt Rag.
Yeah, it covered, it was a trip sponsored by Lauf.
Yep, that's the one that Chris went on. That's what we're kind of referring back to.
Yep,
and they did invite a bunch of different journalist types from around the world to be there.
And fat bike owners of fat bike companies. That's it,
right?
Because Greg Mattis from Fatback was there. JP LaMare of LaMare Cycles.
JP LaMare is everywhere.
And representing Fatbike.com was Chris Reichel, who we sent over there. And he actually wrote a fabulous piece with beautiful photographs. And
it was one of our better trending pieces for that time in the year. And I don't believe he got officially kicked out of Iceland.
Not yet. I think he's going to go back and work at that. But he is a dynamic whirlwind of awesomeness, that Chris Reichel. He's in Japan right now.
I like to go over there and soak one of their springs. I really would. Especially when my knees are hurting.
There you go. Well, Sven didn't really answer the question.
Which was, when am I going? I don't know. Am I going? Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, there it is.
Okay. Absolutely. I have to hop. Well, anyway. I have to hop to Scotland somehow. It might as well be through Iceland.
Oh, there you go. Maybe that's July. We go to...
Hey, you guys still planning on maybe coming down in February?
It's in the back of our minds. And absolutely. Gonna be, you know, yeah. As it gets colder here, it's going to slowly rotate towards the front of our minds. That it might be good for a week away from, but you know, there's a lot of events up here during the winter, and we're trying to figure out how are we going to get to the ones we want to get to. But in the midst of all that, there's got to be a time that we can get a little bit of southern hospitality.
I'm thinking end of March is
sure enough,
right after the Berkey,
yeah,
post Berkey jerky turkey,
because events tend to.
I'd love to go to the Berkey.
Well, you should come Berkey's up.
Neat.
We're thinking of like doing a real hoedown. Maybe ride bikes. And, well,
since both Gomez and I are going to be up there again this year, maybe the party will be kick-ass, because it was pretty good last year, but the year that Gomez set it all up was definitely my favorite year.
I think that with 1,000 racers, I think that there's going to be more than one party this year.
Party in my room.
I think we probably won't.
North on 63, past Spooner, you hit this little town called Springbrook.
Yeah.
My folks owned a farm near Springbrook.
Oh, no way.
So I know the area. I used to cross-country ski on this farm.
Man, that's some deep knowledge.
No doubt.
So, anyway, I better let you guys go.
All right, man.
I gotta go to bed.
It's getting to be near that time. Well, thanks for calling in, man. You're welcome anytime. We always appreciate hearing from you, and hope your new digs are, you know, treating you well.
They are.
We'll
talk to you later.
Okay. So long, old bear.
Have a great week.
Yep.
See you, old bear.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, old bear from down there in Rolla, Missouri. Just moved his domicile just right down the street.
Still getting out. He's in the retirement community. Still getting out and doing 16 to 25 miles a day on the fat bike. That's wild.
Yeah. I mean, I just like dumb into like 6 miles, 6 to 10, just by commuting.
Rolling.
Just commuting. You know, boom. And that's, I have to go out of my way to get that.
Yeah, usually happens when there's an event to get to on the weekends that the real miles start to add up. So we got a couple more links here. You know, you can go check them out. That Death Rider, he had a really cool custom gun rack he built for his, I think it's a Salsa Mukluk, probably. Yeah. That's attached to his fork. That's really cool.
Yeah. It just looks like something I would fumble with, though.
Yeah. Except for your Mad Max episodes, that'd be
cool. Well, yeah, yeah. Well, I'd be like, oh, wait, I'll be clever and go this way.
One thing he did say on the design of it was that he wanted to make sure he wasn't going to hit his forehead on it.
Right.
Like climbing up a hill when you're over the bars. It's like, I don't want the gun stuck in my cranium, thank you.
Doink. And the story about dog mushing, that's our second mention of dog munching.
Dog munching.
There goes. Oh, yes. Oh.
Completely contained.
Okay. He didn't go.
Well, this is really close. See, the thing about this dog mushing, though, is it's dry land dog mushing. It's not no snow.
Right.
This is dry land dog mushing with dogs pulling the people on bikes. And the pictures that we saw from the event were mostly of mud puddles. It just looks like a blast.
Speedy Glass Dog Derby Dryland Championships.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Well, that brings us to Bruce.
Bruce. We keep threatening to go over there. Bruce. He's like, those guys are never coming.
No, you know. We're only at Fool Me Once.
Hey, I'm here.
I think if we stiff him twice, then he'll be like, I'm sorry, we just don't believe you're coming.
Okay, and then.
No, I think that, I mean, what's stopping us?
Just cash dollars. Cash on the barrelhead. I know. Can we do a GoFundMe for that?
For that?
Yes. Fund us coming over. We get $1.98. Yes. That's going to help our trip out.
I don't think people would be like, oh, yeah, let's send those two jokers over there.
Well, maybe they want to get us out of this country.
Maybe. Maybe that's the whole thing. It's like, we won't do a show. We won't come into your ear holes for a whole month if you send us to Scotland. And then
they can quit us, but they can make us quit ourselves.
Well,
tens of cents.
It's time to say
donated.
Thanks again to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast.
Hey, check out the Fat Bike gift shop on our Facebook page. I think you have about 12 parsecs left to order your t-shirt.
That's midnight Saturday night, day after today.
And in gnome time, that would be, I don't know, I can't really tell gnome time. Yeah, what JK said right there.
Join us next week, where the question of the week is flats or clipless. Plus, call in and pimp your local fat bike race and or event. Throw down the gauntlet, challenge your friends to come out and join the fun. Call 818-918-2453 anytime, day or night, and leave Sven and Gomez a message.
Or JK.
JK hasn't had his own message yet. Arrivederci, America.
I'm not going to go off pista. I go pista.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.